Everyone standing around watching a long-range, useless exchange of fire while waiting for the 101st Engineers to come forward. Winters asked Sink if he wanted to send a platoon to outflank the German roadblock. No, Sink replied. I don't want anybody to get hurt. That was sensible. There was no point to taking casualties at this stage of the war. But there was Berchtesgaden just on the other side of the roadblock, almost in hand. Sink changed his mind. Take the 2nd Battalion back to the Autobahn, he told Winters, and see if you can outflank this roadblock and get to Berchtesgaden. If he succeeded, Sink wanted him to reserve the famous Berchtesgadenhof for regimental HQ. Winters led the battalion on a backtrack to the Autobahn, then east to Bad Reichenhall, where another blown bridge stopped the Americans for the night. The following morning, May 5th, with Easy Company leading the way, the 2nd Battalion drove unopposed to Berchtesgaden and took the town without having to fire a shot. It was like a fairy tale land. The snow-capped mountains, the dark green woods, the tinkling icy creeks, the gingerbread houses, the quaint and colorful dress of the natives provided a delight for the eye. The food, liquor, accommodations and large number of Luftwaffe and Wehrmacht service women, plus camp followers of various types, provided a delight for the body. Accommodations were the first order of business. Winters and Lieutenant Welsh went to the Berchtesgadenhof. As they walked in the front door of the hotel, they could see the backs of the service personnel disappear around the corner. They went into the main dining room, where they saw a waiter putting together a large set of silverware in a 4-foot-long velvet-lined case. There was no need for orders. Winters and Welsh simply walked toward the men, who took off. The Americans split the silverware between them. 45 years later, both men were still using the Berchtesgadenhof silverware in their homes. After getting what he most wanted out of the place, Winters then put a double guard on the hotel to stop further looting. As he put it, with a straight face, in one of our interviews. But he berated himself. What a fool I was not to open the place to the 2nd Battalion. Because when regimental and then divisional HQ arrived, they took everything movable. Winters picked one of the homes of Nazi officials perched on the hillside climbing the valley out of Berchtesgaden for his battalion HQ. He told Lieutenant Coing, his S4, to go to the place and tell the people they had 15 minutes to get out. Coing was a replacement officer who had joined up in mid-February back in Hagenau. He had not been hardened by battle.